Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey falsely claims URL for NY Post Biden bombshell isn't blocked, while under oath. By Lucas Nolan on October 28, 2020. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey falsely claimed during a hearing of the Senate Commerce Committee hearing today that links to the New York Post's bombshell stories on Biden family corruption were no longer banned on its platform, despite the ban remaining on the Post's story on alleged corrupt deals with communist China. The link ban was only removed after Dorsey's testimony. The New York Post reports that during today's Senate Commerce Committee hearing on Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey falsely answered senators that his platform lifted a ban on users tweeting articles from the Post's suitor Biden expose. However, the Post states that the ban remained on one of the publication's bombshell stories and was only lifted after Dorsey made the claim. Dorsey told Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, anyone can tweet these articles. In reference to the Post's articles on emails implicating Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son's work in China and Ukraine. Abigail Maroney, a rapid response official on President Trump's re-election campaign, immediately tweeted that Dorsey was not being truthful in his statement. Until some time after Dorsey's statement, Twitter users were not able to share the link to the article on the alleged Biden-linked China business deal. When Twitter users attempted to share the link, they received a message stating, "Something went wrong, but don't fret, let's give it another shot." Twitter told users attempting to share the article, "We can't complete this request because this link has been identified by Twitter or our partners as being potentially harmful. Visit our help center to learn more." Dorsey repeatedly claimed that Twitter had lifted the ban on sharing the Post's articles, stating, "Our team made a fast decision." The enforcement action, however, of blocking URLs, both in tweets and in DM direct messages, we believe was incorrect and we changed it. Cruz replied, "You're still blocking. You're still blocking their posts, right now today you're blocking their posts." To which Dorsey stated, "We're not blocking the post, anyone can tweet these articles." Discussing the Post's official Twitter account remaining locked, Dorsey said that the Post has to log into their account, which they can do at this minute, delete the original tweet, which fell under our original enforcement actions, and they can tweet the exact same material to the exact same article and it would go through. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.